Ethan Berkowitz wants to make cuts to a very small portion of the state's revenue in exchange for a large return to Alaskan businesses. The Democrats' candidate for governor says that reductions to the corporate income tax, less than 1% of the state's total income, would be balanced by an increase in the number of businesses headquartered in the state and be an economic stimulus. In announcing his plan, Berkowitz said the goal is to make the state less dependent on resource extraction while getting more benefits from the resources themselves.
We're trying to generate economic development in Alaska and create new jobs and new opportunities for Alaskans. And we're doing that by reducing the tax burden on small businesses and creating incentives for larger businesses to create jobs in the state and create renewable energy opportunities to move research and development to Alaska. If we do all that, then we can help diversify the economy.
Berkowitz wants to eliminate all taxes for companies making less than $90,000 a year and reduce the tax rate on larger businesses from 9.4% to 4.9%. He would also offer tax credits in 7 separate categories. He says those incentives include such breaks as credits for companies that are headquartered in the state, that have 100 or more employees, that do research and development in Alaska, or that bank in the state.
You get credit for each thing that you do. And if you're bringing a big research and development firm to Alaska and you hire 100 Alaskans, you'd get 2 sets of credits. And it would be cumulative in that sense.
The corporate income tax is separate from oil, gas, and mining taxes and is projected to bring in $80 million in the current year. Berkowitz says that that is $20 million less than last year. His reductions and incentives are estimated to cost the state $38 million based on the current tax regime. Governor Sean Parnell did not directly address Berkowitz's proposal, but his campaign staff issued a statement criticizing Berkowitz's opposition to federal tax cuts and his opposition to tax cuts for the oil industry.